Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Rebecca. How may I assist you?
Yes, I've been getting phone calls from you. Is this regarding a measurement for my stove?
Yes, ma'am. If it's from Home Depot or Best Buy?
Yes, Home Depot.
Yes, we're the third party that they use for complex installs.
Okay.
Now, let me see here. I'm just going to try to pull up your tickets. So they were likely calling to schedule you if it has not been scheduled yet.
No, it hasn't been. I just got the message. A lot of times I don't answer my phone because of robocalls.
I definitely understand.
And I didn't know who XBO was.
Right. I've been hearing that a lot lately. I don't know why Home Depot isn't like, hey, XPO is our company we use for this.
Yeah, they should. They should tell people.
Right.
Yeah.
Because that's what's supposed to happen. We don't expect you to be surprised when we call. What is the zip code that this measure is taking place at?
44641.
Okay, give me just a moment to pull that up. But yes, we receive the orders from Home Depot and then our corporate home office. They get them ready and assigned to a service provider, and then we call you to schedule it.
Okay.
And just so you know, the day prior, you'll get a automated call with the time frame. And then within that time frame, on the day of, the service provider for your measure will be calling you to let you know when he's about half an hour out. And then what was the name and the address for this?
Norma McCourt. 7435
okay, I've got
you Hooverdale right Street. You got
in
it?
Louisville?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Yep, it says right here, someone tried to reach you, no answer, left voicemail. Okay, so let's see here. Give me just a moment. And I do apologize. I am managing...
That's okay.
A call center from my bedroom right now. Let me just let them know. Okay. And then let's see what the next available date is and when you're available and see if we can find that works.
All right.
Okay, so our next available date is going to be on Wednesday the 14th. Beyond that, anything?
That's when they're delivering it.
Okay.
That's the day they're delivering it.
Okay. Now, I mean, I can notate that here, but they have to do the measure in order to get your install completed, especially with any built-in product. And, I mean... That's just odd. They usually have the measure done about a month before the actual purchase of the install and the product.
Okay. Do you guys install it or someone else?
What we do is we do the measure and then we get that information back to Home Depot. That way, if it's going to fit, awesome. They can just sell you the installation. Otherwise, if it's going to require custom labor to make it fit, you have that quote before you commit to the installation. That's why I'm surprised they're having it delivered to you before you even know if there's going to be any custom labor needed. Right. Now,
there's nothing else available at all.
We can only do 3 days out from the date that if I scheduled you for Tuesday, which is the next available day in my calendar, you wouldn't get routed because the office is closed on Sunday. They need at least 3 days out from the date of scheduling.
So I may have the stove before I get the measurement.
Right. And then if you get a measurement and that stove doesn't work out, then you're stuck having to get that returned and replaced. I might suggest seeing if Home Depot can hold off on the delivery of that without it affecting your ability to get it, because I don't know if they're going to sell it to somebody else if you don't get delivery or something like that. I know that appliances have, a lot of them have been on back order because of the pandemic mess.
Oh, they certainly have been.
So if
I've been waiting on a stove for 2 months.
Right, and I don't know why they didn't have us do this measure much sooner.
Well, I'm not from Home Depot, but from Lowe's. I ordered a stove on August 1st, and I had to cancel it because it was 2 months, and I got a call that it wouldn't be here till the 1st of December.
Oh, goodness. I'm sure you want this in
there
before Thanksgiving.
Yes, that's why I'm sort of up in the air as to what to do here. I just don't know what to do. I mean, what if they bring it? Who installs it?
We install it. We come out and measure, and then we present that measure to Home Depot, and they sell you the installation based on that measure. They have you pay for it on that, and then once that's done, they send us a new order.
Well, they already had me pay for that.
Well, then why are we doing it?
I'm
sorry. I don't know what's going on at Home Depot, because the process is supposed to be pick out your appliance, pay for a measure. We come and measure, make sure that appliance will work. Awesome. If it does, they ship it to you, and then we schedule your installation around that shipment date.
Well, they charged me, I'm thinking part of it, not all of it, but part of it. But what happens if your guys come out Wednesday and it fits?
And it fits?
Stove will fit.
If we don't have an installation ticket in the system, they can't install it. So you may be able to reach out to Home Depot, and see, I mean, the way that it's routed, they could very well come do your measure prior to it being delivered, because we're not delivering it. So that's why we don't do same day installation with delivery, because the chances of making those two different routes fit together are slim to none.
Oh boy, this is a big, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do.
Get this measure scheduled for as soon as possible, and then I might suggest that you reach out to Home Depot and see if they can hold off on the delivery until the installation.
Late in the day?
Right.
Late
in the day. If
they're
able to hold that off without...
Well, let me ask you this. If you come out and you measure and they're not here, then do you come back?
Yes. Like I said, the normal process, we do the measure. We get that information over to Home Depot. Based on that measure is when they're supposed to sell you the installation. After they sell you the installation, they send us an install
order.
Here's
another problem, too. They're going to have to shut my gas off when we remove the old stove. They're going to have to shut my gas off.
As long as you
my
have a working shutoff valve.
My gas is going to have to stay off. Yeah, I do, but my gas is going to have to stay off until that stove is installed.
Well, that oven is installed. You have a working shutoff valve there, they should be able to shut it off with the valve.
No, it's under my stove. See, this is a built-in oven. My burners are right next to it, my stove top. So when you shut the gas off, you shut the gas off to both of them. So I'm not going to have a stove either.
Okay. Now, again, we're the third-party install company. This all sounds like something you really would need to talk to Home Depot about, to see if they can hold off on the installation. Our guys will turn the gas back on for you. We'll put that old unit back in place, since they are not installing a new unit. They don't just pull it out, measure, and go. They're not going to leave you with your gas off and with your old unit not in place until the new unit arrives.
Oh, boy. Okay, go ahead and schedule it.
Okay, I've got it down for the first available date of the 14th. Again, you would receive an automated call the day prior with your time frame, and then day of the measurement tech will call you once they're about half an hour out. And then I would definitely reach out to Home Depot to see about if you could delay the delivery of this unit a couple of days without losing the unit, so that you don't have an oven sitting in your house.
Well, I've already paid for it.
Right.
It's paid for.
Oh, I understand. I've just heard stories of
somebody else.
I've just heard customers getting it sold out from under them because they didn't sign up for delivery soon enough. So that's why I'm saying, if you speak to Home Depot about it, make sure that they can guarantee you that they will hold that item for you.
Okay.
And that they're not going to sell it let somebody else who's purchased the same product have that one.
Okay.
Otherwise, the delivery team can place it in your garage or something of that nature, and then our install team can move it from wherever you have it placed to get it installed.
Okay. All right. Okay, I'll call them.
All right, ma'am. I do apologize for the craziness. But I do think
that's
you can
okay.
Come with me here at XPO. I've got you down for the 14th. Just you will get a robocall, on the evening of the 14th, but that customer service number, if you give that a call back, we can go ahead and just tell you your time frame. If you miss that robocall, it does leave a message, but it being an automated call, it might tangle with your answering machine there.
Okay.
Is there anything further I can assist you with at this time?
No, I think that's it.
All right. Well, you take care, and I thank you for calling XPO.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.